Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on this 13th day of January 2020, which is so crazy to think about. We're in 2020 now. Sounds like some futuristic date, but I'm so excited to be able to read God's Word to you today and pray for you because you're such a blessing to me, and I just want to commend you for spending time with me every day and giving me the privilege of praying for you. This is Reader Month, and so we're going to hear from Gail today. She says, "Hi, Mary. I live in Adelaide, Australia, and I listen daily. I have an eye condition that prevents me from reading for any length of time. So to have scriptures read to me and then prayed for is so good. I've had times when I didn't want to continue on, so appreciate your encouragement in believing we don't know the whole picture and our lives will have a good outcome for God's good purpose in the end. Thank you for your efforts in keeping the podcast going." Gail, thank you so much. It's just great to know that although I have never been to Australia, I'm hoping that someday I will be able to because I think that would be just so amazing. So thank you for sharing that. And I'm really grateful that Pray Every Day has reached to you. Okay, so we are in Micah chapter 1, verses 8 through 16 in the New Living Translation. And this is what it says. "Therefore I will mourn and lament. I will walk around barefoot and naked. I will howl like a jackal and moan like an owl, for my people's wound is too deep to heal. It has reached into Judah, even to the gates of Jerusalem. Don't tell our enemies in Gath. Don't weep at all, you people in Beth Leophrah. Roll in the dust to show your despair, you people in Shafir. Go as captives into exile, naked and ashamed. The people of Zanan dare not come outside their walls. The people of Bethazel mourn, for their house has no support. The people of Marath anxiously await for relief, but only bitterness awaits them as the Lord's judgment reaches even to the gates of Jerusalem. Harness your chariots, horses, and flee, you people of Lachish. You were the first in the city of Judah to follow Israel in her rebellion, and you led Jerusalem into sin. Send farewell gifts to Moresheth Gath. There is no hope of saving it. The towns of Achzib has deceived the kings of Israel. O people of Mereshah, I will bring a conqueror to capture your town, and the leaders of Israel will go to Adullam. O people of Judah, shave your heads in sorrow, for the children you love will be snatched away. Make yourselves as bald as a vulture, for your little ones will be exiled to distant lands." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I thank you that you loved the nation of Israel so much that you sent prophets to them. Minor prophets like Micah, major prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah. They were constantly lamenting and warning and saying, "Hey, this is going to happen. Please repent. Please repent." And yet, as we know from history, the nation of Israel did go into exile, and it was because they had forsaken you. So, Lord, I pray as we begin this new year, the year 2020, so crazy. As we begin this new year, help us to think about the nation of Israel. And help us to remember that it does matter that we follow you, that to obey you is better than sacrifice, to love you is what you desire, to follow you is what you want. And as I look at Jesus in the New Testament, and he's constantly saying to disciples and people, he's like, "Come and follow me, leave your nets, leave your tax collecting, follow me." And that is the call to all of us today, to drop what we have holding in our hands that we think is so important. To drop that, to let it go, and to follow after you. Lord Jesus, I don't want to take another step without you. I want your Holy Spirit to guide me. And as I think about the word for this year, which hasn't even quite cemented itself into my heart yet, it's about the Holy Spirit and being led by the Spirit and not fulfilling what I want or my selfish desires or just live the life I think I should have. But Lord, help us instead to surrender to the Spirit's calling, to surrender to the follow me mandate, and to forsake these false idols that we have been chasing, Lord. There is consequence for that. And although your grace covers it all, and I'm so grateful for that, and I have written about that so much because your grace is everything to me, but still, it does matter how we live our lives And really what it boils down to is obeying you, trusting you, following you, and worshiping you. So Lord, help us to set out on the right track this year and on the right foot. Would you lift us from the pit and put our feet upon that rock, making our footsteps firm. We love you, Jesus, and we praise you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you think this particular podcast about Micah 1 would be a blessing to somebody else who maybe is just struggling in the relationship with God, would you do me a favor today and just click the link and share it? You can go to prayeveryday.show and share that way, or however you listen. If you listen on the app, you can share the app. If you listen on Alexa, you can copy the link and send it. You can copy the link in iTunes or any of those places and just pass it on. This would be such a great favor to me, and also to the person perhaps who needs to be encouraged and to know that they are being prayed for. So many people out there are so isolated and alone that they often don't feel like anyone in the whole wide world is praying for them. So would you just let them know that I'm praying for them, and let's just spread a little bit of Pray Every Day around this crazy world we live in. Thanks so much, and have a great day.